Hello, it's the 27th of July. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Nadine Dorris has celebrated the resignation of Dame Alison Rose on Twitter. The CEO of the National Westminster Bank, which owns Counts Bank, resigned from the financial group which paid her £5.25 million last year. She shared a report with the BBC falsifying the conditions of Nigel Farage's finances, which led to the closure of his bank account. The mid-Bedfordshire MP's jubilation, however, caught the attention of Nimco Ali, a friend of Carrie and Boris Johnson, who tweeted, "And when are you honouring your resignation and actually stepping down?" Miss Dorris won her constituency seat by almost 25,000 votes, which is now in jeopardy, as a recent polling shows, a Labour lead. Gas supplier GTC has apologised for the current loss of Great Denham's gas provisions. The company, in its most recent update yesterday, said they would be working with gas distributor Cadent late into the evening to reconnect its customers. The police have named the two suspects associated with the cold case murder of Carol Morgan. Brighton residents Alan and Margaret Morgan, both in their 70s, have been charged in Luton Magistrates Court with conspiracy to murder. Miss Morgan was 36 years old when her body was discovered in Linslade at Morgan's store on August 13, 1981. A teenager who climbed 65 feet up a tree in Kempston had to be rescued by Bedfordshire Fire and Rescue last Friday. In a social media post, fire workers in attendance wrote, "Incidents like this can be avoided and may tie up resources from attending other emergencies." That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.